not only an MVP finalist, not only a batting champ, not only a superstar on the South Side, but he is now also a cover model for RBI Baseball 21. Nice. Everything's going the South Side way these days, right? And this is your new home for White Sox baseball, ESPN 1000. And it is our pleasure to welcome in Sox shortstop Tim Anderson to the Waddle and Sylvie Show on the Corona Hotline. T.A., how you doing today?
How we doing?
How do you feel about being referred to as a cover model, as Sylvie just said?
Man, call me what you want. Hey, you know the rest.
Yeah. You know, how cool is it, though, that this happened?
No, definitely great, man. Definitely, man, just give me a chance to continue to be an example for the youth. Definitely so excited about being on the cover. Man, everybody's happy around me. Everybody's happy. My family's happy. We were very pleased with, to come out of it. And, and also to be the first White Sox to ever be on the cover of any video game is definitely, that's definitely dope. And, I'm very pleased with this. I'm very happy.
Are you happy with the way they ranked you on the game and everything? Like, football players always complain about Madden and whether they're getting ranked right, but you're on the cover, so you got to be happy with the ranking, right?
Yeah, definitely. The rankings don't matter. I know how good I am in real life.
How good are you? So, for someone who hasn't seen you play, how would you describe your game right now?
Man, I'm unstoppable. Who gonna stop me? I'm a problem. I'm a problem. I just work at it day in, day out, man. I'm just obsessed with, continue to get better on and off the field. And just learning myself, learning my swing and understand, knowing what I'm doing in the box or, whatever it is. Just more so having an understanding on it. And, that once you understand it, you're gonna take the confusion out of it. You're gonna take the frustration out of it, and then you just be able to have fun with it, regardless of what the results are.
Tim, I was gonna say you can hear the excitement level in your voice right now. How excited are you about what has transpired as a team in this offseason, and your enthusiasm about what's to come in the 2021 season?
No, definitely, excited. You can see it. It's been talked about for over the past year to finally be able to get to this point. It's definitely, great. But we remember what Oakland felt like last year. So I think that's enough that should make everybody hungry enough to, continue to go out and try to deliver what the ultimate goal is the World Series.
Tim Anderson joining us. It's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Is that the mentality? Is it World Series or bust this year?
That's always my mentality. Is just try to win a World Series. I'm never going to shy away from that. Just continue to be successful. Continue to, be a great teammate. Continue to, have fun with it. And I think if you do those things, you don't really have to worry about, too much. You look on championship teams, they're having fun. They don't worry about anything else. And the wins just come. So I think if we just continue to have fun and continue to, just be a great teammate and pick one another up and, understand everybody. And I think we'll be in a good spot.
When you guys were eliminated last year, as you mentioned, with Oakland, you remember the feeling of Oakland. How great is it to have the guy who ended the year on the mound now on your side?
Yeah, definitely great. he sees it. He knows. He knows what's going on. So, man, I couldn't, be more happy to, welcome him with open arms and, let him know that we got his back. You're one of us now. So welcome.
You describe yourself as unstoppable, Tim, and I think many people would agree with you. Is there anything, though, specifically you've worked on this offseason or that you continue to work on heading into this year?
Myself. And my overall game. Just more so understanding what I can do. And, when you understand that that you're dangerous, that's definitely a different mind frame. And when you go down on the field, what you can do to them. So, definitely been working on myself and building myself up to, building that confidence up to be able to go out and perform every day and keep myself motivated.
As somebody that plays with a ton of energy and probably receives a ton of energy from playing in front of a packed stadium, how weird was it as you look back last year playing in front of nobody in empty ballparks?
Yeah, definitely was weird. Definitely was different. But, you know, in the back of my mind, I knew they was watching. So, you know, I knew I had to give them a show.
Yeah.
Do you, Tim, dream about, and we're talking to Tim Anderson, it's Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000. Do you dream about all this crap being done with COVID and having a full stadium on the south side as you guys are in first place in the central?
Yeah, we need them. We need them there. We need all the fans there. They get us going. So, you know, they're just more as important if anything. So, you know, we definitely need them. And the love is real. You know, they're true fans. So we definitely need them there. It was definitely weird playing without them.
Are you still living in Chicago this off season?
Yeah, this is home.
What made you think that? So Waddle, who the other guy you're talking to, played for the Bears, wasn't from here, but made this his home too. What is it about Chicago where athletes come here and they don't want to leave?
No, man, it's a city that's just full of love. You know, I felt so welcome. It kind of felt like, you know, this felt like home. This was authentic. And, you know, it's only right. I mean, I play here, so it's only right for me to just, you know, kind of learn where I'm playing at and also have a connection with, you know, people that's here. And, you know, also I get a head start on people because I'm here when it's cold. So when the season starts cold, everybody else is not used to it. So I got a head start because I've been here.
And can you feel the appreciation from this city?
Yeah, definitely. 1,000%.
Yeah. How much contact have you had with your new manager, Tony La Russa?
We had a little contact. You know, we text back and forth. We talk here and there. So, you know, definitely, you know, good contact to, you know, heading into, you know, what we have on the table.
Yeah.
Was there any apprehension when you first heard that he was the manager?
Yeah, I was, you know, it was definitely a little different. You know, because you kind of, you know, once you try something, when you try something new, it's always, you know, always weird. It's always going to, you know, ring a bell. And, you know, I was definitely, you know, Ricky was someone that I had, you know, once I got up, I had already built that chemistry with him. He was there from the beginning. So, you know, that was just normal. So that was my norm. So once you get used to something and then it's kind of like having something ripped up from under you, it's definitely different. But on the brighter side of things, you know, I'm on the positive side of things that, you know, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, learning from Tony and, you know, I'm open. And, you know, I mean, he's been successful over his career. So, I mean, there's a reason that he's around. So, you know, but I'm definitely looking forward to it and I'm definitely open. And, you know, man, we're going to see what happens.
Tim, is there a different approach from you personally at all, knowing that now you guys are the hunted, you guys are getting the pub. We mentioned the World Series. That's the goal. Is there a difference as you're not the sneaky Sox anymore?
No, we're going to play everybody just the same. You know, I don't think really nothing changes. Nothing changes. Nothing really changes. The way you approach it is just, you know, we want more wins. I mean, we could have more wins. We're going to go out and continue to play hard, which we already been have, and the wins are going to come. So, I mean, nothing really changes the way that we approach it. I mean, we're going to continue to have fun. We're going to continue to play hard. We're going to continue to have fun, continue to rally around each other. And then we're going to continue to be ourselves. I mean, because I think that's real. Well, I know that's real.
Tim, how much do you enjoy embracing the role of being a leader, not just in your clubhouse, but also in your community?
Yeah, man, it's, you know, just understanding. And, you know, once you get to a place in life and you understand what's right, I think, and what makes sense, then it's you know, it's easy. So, you know, man, I just try to be the best example I can be and do what makes sense for, you know, people that's around me. And, you know, try to share as much love as I can.
Mm-hmm. Well, Tim, it was a pleasure. Congratulations on being on the cover. And we can't wait. I mean, this is going to be the last time. I don't know if you're aware of this. The last time that ESPN 1000 was the home for the White Sox was 2005, the last time the White Sox won the World Series. So no pressure, okay?
Yeah, we know. All you had to say was 2005, and I already get it.